This is The Hits Radio. I'm Will Manning, joined right now by our favourite people. It's the Vamps.
Oh, hello, Will Manning. Hello.
You are our favourite.
Do you have a I'm your favourite too.
Yes. You're our favourite.
Thank you very much. Someone asked me a question about my sister.
Do you have a sister called Lucy that reads the news, the weather, or
no.
news or something? Because isn't the song called Lucy Manning?
Oh, Lucy Manning on ITV.
Yeah, we beg.
Yeah, we
tweeted her once. We harassed her. She replied, "It's good."
Is that because she's a very good-looking young lady?
She is pretty hot,
she's
isn't
right.
she? Let's be honest.
She's
I do beg.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys have been pretty non-stop, haven't you?
Been pretty busy. Good busy though. Fun busy.
Yes.
Been gigging.
Let's just recap. You've opened up for Taylor Swift at the
O2.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You went over to LA to be like pop starry and superstary over there.
try
no, we're just failing here, so we were hoping.
opened up for The Wanted.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
You've done the Teenage Cancer Trust show.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
The single
really
Last Night is out.
Yes.
Awesome. And now the album is coming out in like 3 days' time as well.
It's like too much to take in. Let's slow down, okay? Let's slow down.
Are you guys literally begging for a holiday now?
Are you beggars?
We are begging for a holiday.
We are begging.
To be fair though, like our whole life is like a holiday in a way, because we'll get on so well
and we love what
we
do
and we get the opportunity to travel and do stuff, so
we're very
lucky. It's all fun. We're very lucky.
And when was the last time you had more than like 2 days off? Do you remember that moment?
A couple weeks ago.
6 years ago. Yeah.
I think we had like 4 days off about 2 weeks ago. Which was a very rare occasion. Then before that was Christmas, and I think the next time will be Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
When we come back from Australia, I think we have 4 days off.
Oh, cool.
I was going to say, on days off, are you like...
Yeah.
What do you stick a box set on or what?
I go back home and everyone's at the house, like, at work, and...
What do you do on your days off?
I don't really get days off, so... I listen to The Vamps when I'm on my day
off.
Do you pre-order the album?
I have pre-ordered the album.
On your days off?
Of course. Yeah. I pre-order it every single day off. Just go back and pre-order it. I'm making a new iTunes account just to do that.
We don't endorse that behaviour, obviously, but if you must...
What is it like? Because I was watching you guys at The Wanted show in Manchester, and... I mean, what is it like to jump out in front of like 10,000 people in a massive arena and they are singing your songs back at you?
Awesome.
I know it's such a cliche question, but
it's really
you're seeing all those faces. I mean, the rush must be insane.
Honestly, like, before we did any of this, obviously these were like dreams and we're so lucky to do that. But when you're actually on stage, it's too much to take in. It actually goes over your head completely. And we're still a support act, so we only play about 4 or 5 songs. So it kind of is really quick. So... I don't know, it's really weird to get your head around it.
I saw someone at the Manchester show, I saw a person singing last night, and I, like, every word, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah
it's still always really surreal going on, and I think and we know how lucky we are to be just in front of that crowd, and like how many people at 18 to go and play to like 5,000 people, it's ridiculous, so it's always a bit... you kind of try and take as much in as you can while you're doing it, so...
Do you know what I love about going to, like, gigs and stuff? That's actually happened with you guys. Before anything's even happened, like, you just got the drum kit on the stage, you can see the guitars, nothing's actually happening, you're not even on the stage yet, yet people are, like, screaming if they see, like, an arm poke out of a curtain, they're like, "Ah, my God!" I think someone must have, like, poked their face around the side or something, and the whole arena just went mental, literally mental. Then the lights went off, and then the video came on, and it was just like meltdown. They weren't even there for The Wanted; they were there for you.
No,
I'm only joking. But anyway, more from The Vamps after this. If you're tweeting, it's hashtag The Vamps on the Hits. Like the legend. Friday afternoon across the UK. I am Will Manning on The Hits Radio. We are with The Vamps right now. If you are tweeting, by the way, we're using the hashtag The Vamps on the Hits. Now, Connor, I need to say happy late birthday.
Thank
you. Recently turned 18.
Yeah.
It was in Aberdeen, right?
It was.
Aberdeen, which is your hometown.
Yeah.
It's where you were born.
Really good.
That's crazy.
And I heard you were wearing a kilt, and I've seen the picture.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Can you confirm or deny that you were naked under that kilt?
I was feeling the breeze, yeah.
It was breezy,
flopping around.
There was some floppage going on.
You don't
on,
want
was
any
there?
Stills from that night.
No. You were wearing boxers though, right?
No.
You went.
It's a traditional Scottish thing to go with the flow.
It was tucked in.
I've heard a big story from that night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not that one. Okay. But your dad's a pilot, right?
Yeah, so we went to Nando's. They were kind of all interrogating
Nando's.
Saying, "Oh, we've got to go to Nando's tonight." I was like, okay, fine. So we went there, and then we were walking through like car park, and I was looking through the big glass windows like, "Is that my family?"
No.
They started laughing at me. I was like, no, it's not. So we went in and then sat down normally, and then... We waited for a waiter to come over, and it was the weirdest waiter ever. He walked over like
really weird. And I heard this awful Scottish accent.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. And I looked up and it was like my dad there with glasses on, full Nando's outfit.
But his dad was meant to be in Canada.
That's what I was going to say. Because he told you he couldn't make it, right?
He wasn't able to go because he was in Canada working for like 2 months.
Wow.
And he flew over.
But I took the... you know, I flew the jet. Trish flew him over, flying in the jet to Canada.
It's like a thing from a film. I mean, how did you react? Were you like,
awesome. I started laughing. I knew it was him straight away.
We got on camera, didn't we?
Was it like a nervous laughter? Like, what the hell are you doing here?
It was really so good. It was amazing. So
cutie.
Thank you to everyone.
So you were in Nando's. What are we getting when we're in Nando's? What's the heat?
Well, Nando's are very lovely. They allowed us to use their restaurant for the evening, and they provided us with like a buffet of treats.
There was wraps, butterfly chickens all over the show.
Live
chickens.
Hot. Matcha peas.
Are we chips, mango and lime? Are we hot? Are we medium? What are we?
We're
medium.
Everything really, but
medium
if you're feeling fruity.
Yeah,
medium.
I like hot.
Yeah,
I was talking to my friend a moment ago about the halloumi. Have you tried
that? Brad's favourite thing.
I tried it last
every
night.
Every time ordered.
Halloumi.
You cannot go wrong.
We've all got our order down, actually.
The single Last Night is out right now.
Oh, yeah.
It is, isn't it?
It's unbelievably catchy. It's too catchy for its own good, actually, I think.
Cheers.
Do you guys enjoy playing this out live?
Yes, it's really fun. The harmony is so high. Like, if you watch me when I say, like... there's like a bit where every time I spit because it's like I'm going and I spit every time, but I really enjoy playing it.
It's great.
It's really nice, like kind of groovy song. Like quite a lot of our songs are like
four on the floor.
119 BPM, you know. And this one's quite slower, so
yeah. I throw my guitar on it as well.
Did you throw that?
I haven't been throwing it on the tour because I haven't got enough room to throw it.
Hang on, when you say you throw, I mean,
I
chuck my guitar.
Was that Taylor Swift?
I had tour manager at Findon to it.
Oh, really?
So, like, in the build up to the last chorus, I just throw my electric guitar to the tour manager.
You guys are so superstars now. That's just such a pop star thing to me. Let's get it on. You've got a harmonising way of introducing songs, right?
Hi, we're the band, and this is Last Night!
Tomorrow never comes, we had last night. That's the Vamps and Last Night. This is the Hits Radio with Will Manning, and the guys are with me right now.
Hello.
Big moment. The album is coming out in 3 days.
I'm scared.
This is your debut album. This is what you guys have probably dreamt of since you were like, what, five?
We Babbers, yeah.
Maybe six.
Maybe six, maybe seven. But since you were young, this is the ultimate dream. Are you absolutely terrified?
Yes.
Terrified, excited.
Sweaty.
Scared, sweaty.
It's hormonal.
But are you like in bed thinking, God, the album's coming out soon. If this flops, this could be it. This could be
not
over.
Not in bed, but there are moments of madness in the gym mid-set where I'm like, ah! And I drop everything.
Yeah.
I mean, James is so big these days.
We are actually going to be celebrating the album coming out because on Sunday.
On midnight, right?
You're taking over.
We're
going to play the whole album in full, dead on midnight, which is incredible.
You're awesome.
This is 15 tracks on the album, right?
Yeah.
Which is actually quite a lot because a lot of these.
Yeah. We got excited, basically. Yeah. Like, we kept on.
We wrote so many
songs. Kept
album,
on just
like,
kind of
we've
happening.
Been working on it for about 2.5 years. And so we had about 60. Probably nearly 50 songs.
Yeah. Really?
80. Yeah, and it was kind of cutting down them. And it's
down.
Like, if it was up to us, we'd have a 50 song album.
Yeah, but
how much of a say did you get in saying this one goes on and this one doesn't?
A lot of control.
Like, we were there saying the songs are on, we're all happy with
that. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of involvement in all of the songs.
Yeah, as far as singles go, like, we've been lucky that we'll get a song back after the studio and we'll be like, everyone like is on the same wavelength as that's the single.
Yeah, no one's put, like, we haven't been forced to put any song on the album that we haven't liked. Like, we've enjoyed every track.
And we like to give, like, the fans a good amount for their money, obviously.
You're not going to put out
10, 11 tracks on an album, you know.
Is that like a bonus CD as well? We get, like, some hidden tracks or not?
Hopefully.
We do have a deluxe album.
Yeah.
We do, like, a DVD as well. Yeah. Which should be good.
That's awesome. Because one of my favourite things when I used to buy, like, actual, you know, physical CDs was, like, getting to the end and thinking... oh, it's over. And then actually,
sneaky.
No. There's like an 8-minute track on the end.
Good job.
And you get a little code that you can rent us for the day as well. So you can rent individual people. Yeah. Us, you know, you can, Brad's on Wednesdays. I'm on Thursdays.
It's really happening.
On, no. Giving them.
The first code.
Yeah, yeah, giving them a good amount of
them. Everyone else is looking very, very confused there. Like, yeah. I don't think I've agreed to that. Yeah. So, of course, Can We Dance is on there. Wild Hearts on there. Yes. Last night. The track which I loved from the Wanted tour, Cecilia. One of my favourite new songs.
Thank you.
That was a cover, right? That's from...
It's got a sample. Of the song and Govan Gould.
So the chorus is the same, but then the rest of it's kind of our...
Different.
...thing.
What's that song about Rihanna?
Oh, Girls on TV.
I love that one as well.
Thank you.
Really cool.
She can't sing.
No.
She can't.
Yeah, not that one. And I've heard there's a ballad on there as well. Did you write that, Brad? Did you write the ballad?
Another World, started that one. And then there's another one which is called Shout About It, which, we wrote with a friend called Matt Prime. But they're the two kind of ballads on there,
So it's out in 3 days. We're doing a special. The guys are taking over on Sunday night. And all I can say is, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Across the